You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
You probably got the gene to love or hate, I guess in some cases, hiking, camping, and the outdoor life from your parents.
Oh, God.
Hmm.
So if you grew up that way,
yeah,
they kind of pass it on to you.
I did not grow up that way.
I did. None of us did, I don't believe.
No, I went camping with my dad. Like one time, me, him, and my brother.
One time.
It ended up raining, and we ended up staying at a hotel anyway.
Yeah.
Like we were, our tent was on a hill, and it started to slide.
My dad,
very similar story.
Yeah, my dad and mom, they're like camping people, but they graduated from like tents to pop-up tents to trailers to like a nicer trailer. Yeah. You know, like they didn't stay in the rustic. They aren't the, like, let's go find an alone place in the middle of the forest. They were like, let's go to a campground and make friends. And
see, we did that one time, the camp out in the woods in the tent.
Yeah. The Breister tried it one time. We were attacked by a raccoon, and then that was, I think, the last of that.
Ours was washed away.
Yeah.
That's the same.
Yeah.
The same, and there was a raccoon.
Yeah.
It's always a raccoon in your washroom.
It kind of fell from a tree onto our tent in the middle of the night, and my dad had to throw a rock at it.
I had one of those old school, it was like an air gun.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't fire anything, but you like cocked it down, and then it would like blow out a burst of air, which made like a noise. And there was like a little piece of steel on the end to make sure you couldn't, you know, do that. And I remember we were like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, we were in the middle of the night.
I had that gun making noise at it.
This, thing fell on our tent, and my dad was like, it's a raccoon, and like threw a rock at it, and it was like raining, so there was all this mud and stuff like pushing our tent down the hill.
It's terrible.
It wasn't great. I was like a little bitch anyway. I was like, outdoors is stupid.
Yeah.
I was like, compared to indoors, I was like, you got TV in there, you got snacks.
Yeah, the pros and cons, huh?
You size them up side by side.
Yeah,
ours kind of, it flooded wherever we were camping in Ireland with my parents, and my dad is not an outdoorsman by, you know, just he's not. And so we packed it up and we went to a bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went. Yeah. I was stoked to get to the hotel. I was like, we rented movies. And
way better.
Way better.
This camping is awesome.
But as like much military stuff as my dad wasn't like super let's go outdoors all the
time. Well, my husband's military, and he was like, when I met him, he was like, we are never camping. I will never be in a tent in my life ever again. I'll tell you that. I'm like, okay, fine with me. I like luxury. I want a hotel room.
I like luxury. Yeah. Marine Corps, someone said, made me a hiking person against my will.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, though. But I could see, like, how many hikes you had to go on in the military. You know, it's like walking for extended periods of time maybe isn't the most fun thing in the world to you anymore.
My husband will hike but he just doesn't want to stay in a tent.
Yeah.
Jason, were you against your will? Because you're into it now, but I think it's more your wife, right?
Yep.
And
plead
so
the fifth.
You
don't say too much.
Okay, I know. But you go along with it now.
Yeah, it's just become life. I didn't really do it much when I was a kid, but I'm one of six, so I can't imagine my parents taking all six of us to a campground. It would just be a
that's true too
absolute nightmare.
Oh, for sure.
It really does. It all depends on your kid sometimes.
And it's all being subjected onto my kid now, so he's going to be one of these weird tech guys.
So he's going to
grow up. He'll hate it. It can go two ways,
right?
So whatever you do to your kid, they could either decide that's me as well, or they can go the total opposite way.
But they say, so the study that I'm talking about here found that a love of nature and outdoors is passed on from your parents, and it's not just being brought up that way, it's actually genetics. So being drawn to nature is like in your genes.
See, love nature, but I just don't want to, like, I don't want to sleep in it. I think that's my...
Yeah, I don't like that part of it.
My dad was big into being outdoors, boats and all that kind of stuff. But
I just don't like waking up and it's hot.
Right.
That's like
my
biggest
thing. I want AC or some. I don't want to be cold. Yeah. I don't want to be hot. I want a mattress.
I was always more of a Lollapalooza man than a Bonnaroo man. Stayed at a hotel.
A few years ago, we have a screened-in porch, right? And a few years ago, I fell asleep out there on a Friday night. Amber and I were just sitting, and I passed out because, you know, been up so early. And she's like, okay, go to bed. I'm like, I want to stay here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, so nice. Until like about 11 p.m. and I, you know, the crickets were so loud.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
get to my bed.
I'm okay.
Yeah, nothing.
I gotta go inside.
I used to sleep outside all the time. I would like just stare at the sky, especially at the campground where it was like so dark. You could see all the stars. I would like get a sleeping bag. There is a moment in the morning where the bugs just attack you. The bugs.
Right.
They're just everywhere. And there's also like that early morning hot tent.
Oh,
which
the
is
worst.
Just the worst.
Oh, yeah. Smell in that
oh
tent.
My God. You know it.
Yeah.
That early morning hot tent. Like, I would want to sleep another 3 hours, but there's no way I could stay in that tent another minute. It's like, nope, you're up. A tent will get you out of the tent.
Because I definitely have slept in a tent, but was like late teens or something. You know,
well,
like, you're like, oh, I'll give it a try. No.
I feel like sometimes I should take my kids camping, but then I like talk to them. And they're like, what? No. They don't want to. They're not campers either. They don't have it.
Someone said, I'm right there with you, Lisa. I love a good hike, followed by a nice hotel with craft cocktails.
Yeah.
Someone said, I'm a sucker for the outdoors, but my worst experience was being in a monsoon in the Arizona wilderness. Wasn't that a nightmare?
No.
Pure nightmare. Someone else said, I had a newer truck with a newer camper in the bed of the truck. On my way to a campsite, the entire truck burned down.
Yep. You see a lot of people really pushing the vehicle that they have to drag some kind of trailer that they have bought, some gigantic. Like, their car is almost off. Their front wheels are almost off the ground. Like, it's so heavy. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, that car cannot pull that. They just... Some people don't care.
I'm really selling Amber Hard on the RV idea.
Oh, wow.
Not for life, for like one. I want one
RV trip.
1 year?
1 year of an RV
trip.
Oh,
wow.
But it doesn't have to be
not
the full
a whole year.
But like,
yeah, I know what you mean.
We're not going to live the RV life for our whole life.
Right. But 1 year of RV.
I want one where I want to explore the entire country. I want to start and work our way around.
Yeah.
I just feel like that's a good plan, and I think that's like a fun plan. The only thing, if somebody were to come to me with that plan, I'd be like, the only thing is there's like six things in the whole country.
Exactly.
That are really worth it.
And I've seen most of them.
The rest of it's a lot of nothing, right?
Like, I've seen that. Yeah. I'm good. Like, I only have I have a few places I want to go.
Yeah. There's only about five places in the country I can go and people don't want to kill me. So I have to like really watch where I go.
Man? What are you talking about?
Just, don't jive with everybody.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you do the big things. You go to Yellowstone, which my parents took care of a lot of that stuff with me. You know, they were like, the big landmarks, a lot of them we'd drive and go see.
Yeah.
You know, but...
I don't even care about a lot of that.
Yeah, well, trust me, you don't need
don't
to see Mount Rushmore or anything like that.
I didn't see a lot of the, like, sights.
We went to, like, Yellowstone. That was cool.
Myrtle Beach and almost got sucked out into the ocean.
Changed you for life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Changed you for life. Mm-hmm.
Messed me up.
This guy said we go camping in Maine every year, but we rent a canoe. And we just float down the river until we find a good beach, and we just camp off the grid.
Oh, Maine. I love Maine. It's a gorgeous place.
I'll tell you
but
this.
I couldn't do that, but I went to Maine and stayed at a really nice place.
Yeah.
then
there was
fine.
No outdoor, and she wasn't canoeing down the river.
I looked at it the whole time.
I was like, you guys, the control part of me could never let go like that. Like, just like, we'll find a place to stay.
Oh, no.
Like,
oh,
I
wow.
need to research down a river
it.
Just to hopefully find a place
no.
to stay?
Yeah. Yeah,
don't you think you would just, the first place you found, you'd be like, okay, we have to stop here? Like, other people, you might find a perfect spot, and it might be just an hour into your float down the river, and people are like, no, let's keep going. And you're like, no, but this is guaranteed. This is like a place
there
right
could
here.
Be nothing
this
better
is
than
it.
This.
Exactly.
There's no TripAdvisor reviews on this place.
Beach 72, anyone been here before?
One of my most hated things is floating down a river.
Oh, I love to float.
No.
It's on the right river. It must be the right river.
To me, I'd rather it be a river where no one else is around. I mean, I just, when it's one of those madhouse
like,
rivers.
Everybody rent something and everybody float down together.
And people are shooting marshmallows at you. He's like, shut up, stop it.
I never had that happen, but.
Someone said, I love to go camping with my family, but they all believe camping includes flushable toilets and a shower.
Yeah.
Yes.
I believe camping requires just dig a hole and relieve yourself.
Oh.
Yeah, see, there's different, different people.
Like,
that's like a show alone.
I like luxury as well.
Yeah. My body's
like
not designed
out.
For
I'll
outdoor
go outside
poop.
For a little bit. Then
the one musical festival I stayed at, the one of the women that were there, she's from New York, and she brought her own shower.
Yeah,
I was like, "What is she?
Wow. She had that big bag,
that portable shower thing." Those yeah, things are hilarious. The only thing that could probably make me actually camp now at 38.
It's like all of the
portable shower,
portable luxuries.
Yeah, if it was like really like there's a lot of pressure, everybody wanted me to go or whatever, yeah. And then I was like, that'd be the only way. Because I would hate to not be able to shower for like...
You bring your whole bathroom. You got the toilet. You got the shower. You set it all up. You got the air.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he's beard shampoo. Yeah. He's in the lake.
I'm exfoliating.
Yeah. I understand it.
Yeah. I guess that's the Saco or... Is it Saco River? Yeah, Saco River in Maine is the one everyone's talking about. Oh. You float just like a lazy river. I love a lazy river, you guys.
But see,
I
like,
love a lazy river.
Besides the Cedar Point one?
Besides Cedar Point's lazy river. I don't like
one.
A theme park lazy river. No. Just an actual
don't
lazy river.
Do you know who does? Everyone at the theme park.
I know they do.
Yeah. You know, that's nice. If it's a good river. Some rivers, like in Michigan, there's some that just... There's stagnant water. It doesn't move, and you got to push yourself. You got to get like through
so
it
that's,
yourself.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't hear about the stagnant rivers too often.
Well, no, like sometimes
are in there.
They get so shallow that your boat can't float, and they don't tell you about
you
that. People load it up with 25 cases of beer.
Yeah, you got all your beer, and then you got to lug it through like, the water.
And like there's a girl stuck with you who's like can push 1 pound.
No, you're pulling the girl.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Sitting there, they won't even get out. I'm like, no, it's terrible. That's terrible. The best canoe thing, I went to like Northern Canada, got a canoe, and it was just like, there's no one here. And it was like a big lake, and it was deep, and it was cold, so it wasn't like people were diving in. I was like, this is what it's about.
We rented a place 1 year in Traverse City, Michigan, in a beautiful area.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
When I booked it, you know, it looked amazing online.
Yeah.
And then we get there. And it was what we found out was a sports lake.
I think I know what you're talking about.
It was the size of this courtyard, pretty much. So you'd take the kayak out, and I'd be like, paddle, paddle. Oh, other side. Paddle, paddle.
Like, it look bigger online?
It looked much bigger
and no
online.
No one reviewed it and said the lake's pretty freaking
small. This was like
small.
Before
there.
Really, I did that, you know? But it was not what we... It was nice, but...
Yeah.
There's
a lot of those places up there where it's like... You know, you see a cabin and you're like, oh, wow, that looks great. But then if you do a little more digging, you realize it's a one cabin in a complex of like 13 cabins that are all around and like sharing all the things. And like you said, they have almost like their own little lake.
Right.
And it's not attached to the big lake.
No.
It's just their own little piece of water.
But they said it was great for like water skiing. I'm like,
water
by the
skiing.
Time you get up, you'd be on the other side of the lake.
No chance. No.
Okay, we'll
turn
around.
Yeah. You could maybe in a circle be pulled around in the biggest circle of all time.
In a circle.
But that's just so dangerous.
But yeah, so that's what I did. I just kept going around when my kayak.
Yeah.
I just kept going around the lake, keep waving to everybody every time I passed. Back around again. This person said they went whitewater rafting in Maine with some coworkers. Didn't go well. We nearly all drowned on the first rapid. It was a very quiet 8 hours down the river.
That's one thing I would not do, whitewater rafting.
It doesn't look fun to me.
I think the rapids have a level. You know, there's like level one and level five or whatever it is. To say five's the worst. You'd want a whitewater rapid down like a three. That would be it.
Yeah.
There are people going down fives like it's going to be a good time. Like, no, that's a fight for your life. It's an honest to God fight for your life. If you're not good.
Yeah. Hit your head on a rock.
Yep, that's it. Lights out. That's it.
I think worst case scenario.
Where'd Lisa go? Oh, you didn't see her crash her head on that rock? Yeah, she's gone.
She's gone.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, for a minute. This guy said, Dave, I live in a fifth wheel trailer for work. I've been in this trailer for 2 years, and I pray every night it gets struck by lightning and burns down. Don't do it. Dealing with all the maintenance is horrible.
Yeah. See, but my dad would have it no other way. He loves living in that trailer for half the year.
Do you want an RV, though, that moves? Like,
oh, yeah. He wants a drivable one.
Oh, right? I want to take it on the road, baby.
I know, and then we've talked about this for years. I kind of let go of the dream.
Yeah.
You've held on.
I've held on, for sure.
And I don't know if it's a dream or what it is. But so, like, will you rent one, maybe?
Yeah.
I
don't want to buy it.
Because you don't want to buy that.
I'm done.
I think you could buy it and then sell it. Those things, my neighbor had a big one. And he literally out of nowhere was like, hey, we're moving to Florida. I'm getting rid of this. It was like half a day. It
Where
was on the market.
It,
I don't that stuff. I don't know. I never asked him any of that stuff.
It's like a pain.
Yeah, I think you have to know. Yeah, that's you need.
Are you driving?
I could. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, I'd love a driver, but that'd be awkward.
No,
you just figure it
that's
out.
It's expensive, too.
I think you drive it around a few times and to get the lay of the land.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
You know,
I'm going to convince Amber. Mark's in Massachusetts. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. You camped for like 6 weeks with a dude?
Oh, my God. It was awful. We were in a tent. We were on at a campground. We got jobs before we, just after we graduated. But it was like summer jobs, but we couldn't find a place to stay. So we camped at this campground, and we worked during the nighttime. We camped during the daytime, and it was like probably 95 in the tent. We were, it was like sweating. We looked at each other, every day, and we're like, okay, let's go to the ocean, because it was next to the ocean. It was awful.
Shared a tent?
We
shared this double tent. We had each one of us had cots, like these individual cots that we slept on. Oh, it was awful.
Sounds
awful.
Yeah,
that's
like a nightmare.
You paid 25 cents for a shower, when you went to the, they had this, big room that, morning room almost that you go. Oh, it was awful.
So that's what I always find funny, because a lot of people will be like, all I need is like a shack by the ocean.
Yeah, simple life.
Yeah,
right?
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You need a lot more than that. You have no idea how bad it sucks to live in a shack by the ocean. Maybe it's okay. There's like maybe 75% of it is like everything you want. But that 25%, I think, would slowly drive you nuts.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't need a big RV. Maybe I'll just get a Sprinter van.
A Sprinter van?
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, you'll be able to
sell
Amber
better
on that.
And better. Well, yeah, that's a problem.
See?
There's no way.
No, I mean, look.
A lot of banging in there, Dave.
If it's only the two of us.
Yeah,
she's not going in that thing.
Yes, get in the van, Amber.
Speak for her.
Look at the toilet.
Beautiful toilet.
Yeah, get on the toilet, Amber.
There's a little kitchen.
Van toilet.
We don't need that much.
That kid's having the time of his life.
And it'd be much easier to drive around and do stuff. Yeah.
Let me see what the whole thing looks like.
Oh, there you go.
That's,
Oh, you can rent it?
Yeah.
Is it, it's Sprinter Class B.
I see a lot of those around. People must have them.
I think there's a lot of people that decide, I am living in this.
Yeah. It would be easier to drive.
It'd be so much easier to drive. Go everywhere we want.
Yeah, less gas.
I'm really worried about Dave in like a full-size RV.
I don't think
RV.
He can handle it.
Oh, stop it.
No. He'd have to get one of those medium-size RVs to be safe, I think.
To rent that thing is $340.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, you wouldn't. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Buy
it
or something.
Yeah. You'd have to figure that out.
Long-term lease.
Like I said, you'd have to buy something and just consider the fact that you're renting it. buy a used one. Drive it for a year and then sell it again. And then whatever the price that ends up, whatever you've lost, that's what you rented it for.
So how long will you live in that thing?
Well, as long as it takes us to go all the way around the country.
So would you park on the side of the road?
No, Walmarts. You park at Walmart.
Yeah.
At Walmart.
everyone else.
The nighttime criminals of Walmart.
Yes. So many people do that.
Make all your nights sleepless.
Dave hasn't slept a wink.
This is a bad idea, guys. I haven't slept in 32 days.
Yeah. No, but that, so occasionally, I'm sure we can go and stay at a hotel, right? Just park and
I think you'd find the rustic little campground areas. That's what you would do. There's probably, and I just don't know, there's probably places you can park these things and in scenic areas.
You know that most of the drive is the most boring
100%.
Thing. I mean, that's the worst part. It's boring. There's nothing to see, and you're just driving.
Yeah, but
you're driving.
Then you'll get to the destination is what it's all
about. Just go to where you want to go.
Imagine
see it,
how,
and
hey,
then,
Imagine how much gas is going to cost by the time he enacts this plan.
God, relax.
It's like every night at like 3 a.m. he's going to have to like get a stick and chase away like drug addicts away from his...
Yeah.
And gas thieves.
Lovely. How many times will you rob?
Yeah. Oh, my God. At least 10 times. Gas thieves alone.
Dave goes on his trip looking like Dave, comes back looking like Mad Max.
Yeah, exactly. He's in a loincloth or some kind of steel cod piece. Leather chaps and the steel cod
piece. You guys have no faith in me. I wouldn't go park it in Shady Town.
I know.
I just think a lot of places become Shady Town.
Yep.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah.
You don't have a problem going to Shady Town.
No, he doesn't. No, he stayed in some of the worst heroin addicted hotels you've ever seen in your life. It's fine. He went for a swim in a green pool because it was like... Just to like make a point.
It was just cloudy. It wasn't green.
Yeah.
What do you want to see exactly? What's
everything,
on your list?
Everything, wants to see Lisa. It all.
Every
nook and cranny of the country that accepts mixed race couples.
Okay. Yep.
Well, yeah. Such as Amber and I.
Yeah.
As long as they have open minds, we'd love to visit their area.
Yep.
So we don't get run out of town.
Yeah, there are some places I guess you just don't. Like, I don't need to see it all, but I can understand. You know, like I had never really been to California, so going to California, that'll be kind of cool. And
California's, I mean, if you fly there.
Yeah,
you could fly there and you could just do, like, the coast trip. And then you see, like, the whole thing. It's, you know,
or
that's a good
there
trip.
And you see everything.
No, you don't drive there.
Drive the Pacific Coast Highway in my sweet Sprinter van.
Yeah.
Pull up by the beach and this is where we're staying, babe.
How many times do you think the van breaks down and it's up to Dave to try to fix to pull it together?
Frank, good morning. Hello, Frank, man. How are you?
I'm doing good, sir. I just wanted to tell you, you can rent motorhomes, and every state has a KOA park.
That's it.
That is very clean to go camping in. You hook up, you have power, you have water, you have sewage. You don't have to worry about anything. I own a 40-foot diesel pusher motorhome.
Okay.
I love it. I love it. I got satellite TV. I got a king-size bed in the back bedroom.
Oh, man, selling it big time, dude.
I go what's called glamping is what
there
I
you go. Right.
That's the only way I could get Amber to do it.
Okay, how hard is it to drive that thing?
They're not that hard. You just got to remember to take turns wide.
Yeah, it's really like, long, right?
You got an SUV, right?
Yep. Yeah.
A big SUV. You take your turns kind of wide in that, don't you?
Sure. So 20 times wider.
It'd be the same thing as driving your SUV. See, yeah. I pull a 30-foot trailer behind mine.
Oh my God! You're like your own convoy.
I drive a semi for a living too.
Okay, you're fine. Yeah.
If you drive a semi, then of course that's nothing to you.
You can go down to like General RV. I don't want to be putting names out there.
Yeah,
but
you
can go there.
Where else are you going?
You can go. Well, you can go there and rent RVs.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Appreciate it, dude. Keep living the RV life.
Have a good one, guys.
All right. He's never stopping that. But he's a roadman. You understand? Right. He's a roadman.
Yeah.
He's on the road.
Make sure you get the extra insurance if you rent it.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine what Dave will have to pay for.
All the insurance.
We lost the back somewhere. I don't know. I took a turn. It just cut right off.
Let me check the insurance. We don't cover losing the back. You're going to have to pay for that. But believe it or not, that's $25,000.
Oh, my God. Someone said, Florida Peace River, great for canoeing, but just watch out for gators, snakes, and lightning storms.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do any kind of canoeing. No offense to Florida. In Florida, no, there's no, I'm not kayaking in Florida. I'm not like doing those wind boats in Florida. I'm not doing any of that stuff because if something breaks and I'm in the water, there are creatures.
I've done it in Louisiana, but.
Nope. I wouldn't do that either.
Yeah, well, I was with my family.
I know.
No choice.
You get sort of roped into some stuff.
Yeah.
People are giving me all sorts of RV tips.
There's a lot of people living in that
RV.
So
come back looking like that 3-year-old Montana kid.
Oh, yeah. You have the scared eyes.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Dave's different.
We've seen some stuff in this country.
I had to kill a man with my bare hands in a Walmart parking lot.
Well, yeah. So it's a dream. Who knows if it's going to happen? It's not in my
genes. My parents aren't that way, but I love to travel, and there's so many parts of the country I want to see.
The one thing I sort of have found with my own parents who did this, they actually did this. They said, you know, they retired and they didn't get an RV or anything, but they just like went around and stayed at like the cheapest places they could find. Like, but they went and saw like the entire country. And but then once you see one country, you move on. Your brain moves on to, well, what if we can just get over to
Europe
or get over to the UK, and then they want you. So you'll never stop. Like once you start, that'll be your thing. You're like, I'm going to do the same thing, but all over the UK. I'm going to do the same thing, but all over Europe. You know, I mean, and that is, you know, it's one way to live.
It is for sure.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We told you last week there is a script for a Joker sequel that they're moving forward with. Joaquin Phoenix is on board.
Yeah.
Joker, Folie à Deux. And now we find out it's...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Going to be a musical. And now we find out who's going to play Harley Quinn.
Well, then I'm fine. I'm fine with it.
She'll do great.
I feel like she'll do
incredible.
A really good job, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like I thought you were going to say Adele.
Adele! You're so ridiculous.
I swear to God.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, she could be a good Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
She's in talks to join as Harley Quinn.
I don't want it to be a musical, though, guys.
No one wants to see a musical.
The final deal hasn't been set yet. They're working on it, they say, and apparently Lady Gaga could provide some original music for the movie as well.
Todd Phillips, the Joker, the sequel to the one with, Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah. I don't know what they're going to be singing about.
That's weird. It's like so weird when they do that. They put these things in musicals.
Really,
honestly,
I don't
understand it. Really.
But I don't. None of them. I don't like any of that.
No.
It's time to go to work. It's time to get up. Here I go.
There's a lot of people that obviously love it.
Sure, and there's been a ton lately. It seems.
I'm not into it.
Yeah, I don't think it's the right move for a Batman movie.
I mean, is it just that they've done every Batman movie almost the way anyway that you could ever dream of it? So like this is the one way that's not been done.
Let's do a musical version. Do people want a musical villain movie? I don't know.
That's a strange audience to kind of
merge together.
Yeah.
It's like when they tried to do that Cop Rock show.
I just watched a documentary where they were talking about that.
Cop Rock?
And the guy who created it was like, I stand by it. He's like, I thought it was a really cutting edge idea, and I stand by it to this day.
Yeah.
This whole guy that created Cop Rock, it was like these cops that sang.
I know.
Yeah, no, it was we've watched clips on this show. I've never actually seen it full episode. Just what we've talked about. It was seemed like the most bizarre idea for it. Like, who approved that?
Yeah, that's what.
Book them! Let's get them! Let's shoot it out tonight!
When I watched this documentary, they didn't even just approve it. They were like, this is it! This is gonna change everything!
They did.
They're like, it's the best idea in entertainment we've ever thought of! Law and Order, but singing?
Yep.
It's like, Law and Order, but singing!
I hope we're getting trolled. That's what I'm hoping for. That's the I'm just hoping.
I don't think so.
That we're being trolled.
Why? No.
But I think she'll kill it, though, Lady Gaga, and anything that she does, she kills it. So
yeah.
She'll make it.
No, like cool I'm way more fine with her being. In fact, like to me, she lines up with like what I was saying. Like she's very pretty, but she's not like over the top. You know, like what I would say is like, you know, like she can dress down,
right,
and look like a girl next door.
That's exactly the point you made the other day. That if they want to make it right, they have to hire someone whose looks are similar to Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
You know, not a Margot Robbie type.
Right.
Someone who's more maybe down to earth, and that's Lady Gaga.
I think so.
And she's a great actress. She's turned into a really great actress. So it could be good if it's not all singing. Yeah. If, like, the whole movie is just not...
Yeah, because, like, in some
Joaquin
comedies...
Phoenix, he can sing, right? Because he played Johnny Cash.
Yeah, he did, and he sang, too.
Yep. He did a good job. He can do anything as well.
Yes, right. I think that's the thing.
So you got some great talent there. It's just if the material they're working with...
Right.
I just don't know why you'd want to do it. I don't understand... Well, that's not your fan base for that.
No.
Yeah. Like, it's really weird. I don't know.
We'll see. A very, very dark musical it will be.
I mean, the only thing you could, if you maybe somehow sold me that that's the way, like, the Joker's mind perceives everything now, like, or some, you know.
Oh, he's so crazy.
He's just so crazy that everything to him is, or, like, maybe that's what it is. There are scenes where you're, like, it's playing out in Joker's mind.
As a musical.
You know, because, like, he dances down those steps all the time. Like, he's always hearing music, even though it's not there, and... I don't know. Maybe it'll be brilliant.
Maybe it'll be brilliant.
You just never know.
You don't. I saw just the raw footage of this yesterday, and I thought, ooh, this is not going to end well. A dog got into the gorilla exhibit.
No way.
At the San Diego Zoo. And amazingly, the dog made it out alive.
How?
How did this happen in the first place? Whose dog is this? There's a lot of questions they got to answer. Here's the story on this one from CBS 8. Let's take a listen in.
Okay.
This little guy is doing great today, but over the weekend, he was monkeying around in the wrong place at the wrong time.
No. No.
The best game of chase.
Robert Robles couldn't believe what he caught on camera Saturday at the San Diego Zoo Safari Park. A dog in the gorilla habitat running for its life.
Yeah.
They just started chasing after him, and that was pretty nerve-wracking.
Oh my God, I'm about to get so scared.
Employees called out to the gorillas, but at first, they were too distracted by the unexpected visitor. Families at the park, fearing the worst, were then told to leave.
A lot of employees showed up from the zoo, and they literally kicked us out.
A few minutes later, the gorillas followed orders to leave the area, prompting this statement from the San Diego Zoo Safari Park. Wildlife care specialists successfully recalled the two gorillas out of the habitat so the dog could be removed. Recall training is a part of the regular safety procedures at the park.
Oh, it's okay, buddy.
The San Diego Humane Society
dog is
huge.
Says she used a calm, friendly voice to coax over the petrified pooch.
He just wanted to go out.
Samantha believes he's a year and a half old shepherd mix, and while he's calm now, his demeanor Saturday was a little different.
Nervous, afraid, understandably so. He was in a new environment with new smells. You know, obviously getting chased by a gorilla, too, would make him nervous.
It's not clear how the dog got into the gorilla enclosure, but apparently he's been spotted in the area before, hanging out with a few buddies near the back of the park's property. No animals or people were injured, but Samantha knows this could have ended much worse.
I would imagine the gorilla was probably more just trying to get the intruder out of, you know, their area. But I'm sure if he had to put up a fight, he was probably ready to.
Unfortunately, the dog isn't microchipped, so he's currently on a stray hold with the hope the owner will come forward. That said, this little guy is quickly winning over new friends and already has an adoption waiting list.
No. No. Oh, my God.
He's lucky he's quick.
He's from Safari Park's employees. In Escondido, Steve Price, CBS 8.
Besides the gorilla incident, it seems like a really good dog.
Yeah, he does.
The gorilla incident. That's a pretty big one, though.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. A big one. I got a great dog. The problem, his problem.
What does he get up to? Any issues?
Yeah, he breaks into zoos.
Oh, my goodness.
All the time. No. Like, he loves a zoo, and he goes right after the most dangerous of all of the primates.
That could be a bit of an issue, I think.
Yeah, he fought a gorilla one time. He's quick, though. He's really quick, and he's a good boy, super good boy, but man, he loves gorillas.
It's amazing that the gorillas would respond to the recall. like
yes,
overkilling
yeah.
it.
Yes.
Yeah,
gorillas here.
Yeah,
like how do they?
I don't know. All of the electricity they use.
No,
and all
stop
of the
it.
Torture
they
techniques.
Don't.
It's probably food. They probably
yeah, it's food.
Right?
Yeah.
Food.
Yeah, like the gorillas here, like dinner time, baby. Yeah.
Sometimes those gorillas will like befriend the different animals that get into their enclosures.
I'll be honest, that's what I was hoping for.
That's what I was thought too, but this one was like, hell no.
Yeah, no. I wanted him, the gorilla, to be petting the dog. Like, if I could see that video every day, I'd be very happy. But I don't think there is any gorillas petting dogs.
Gorilla, let's look it up. Pets.
Maybe the one that did the sign language.
The gorilla must have been freaked out, too.
Oh,
like, what's that?
There's the groundhog is the one I saw.
Yeah, gorilla pets a groundhog at the Detroit Zoo.
Hey, what are you doing?
Oh,
we're friends.
We're the best of friends.
How are you doing, little grand? Hey, look at you.
Yeah, and then he
crushed it. Squished him and ate him. No, I don't. I'm sure it ended up all right.
Yeah, that.
Could you imagine being a groundhog and then you like pop your head out and it's a gorilla? Like, I messed up.
Well, that's shocking that the gorilla stayed around or the groundhog stayed around long enough to let the gorilla even touch him.
I know.
This just happened a couple weeks ago at the Detroit Zoo.
That's nuts.
Well, that's Lady Gaga. That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant for you to hear. I'm just wondering if there has ever been a gorilla pet. It doesn't come up when you do the search. There's like a chimp.
With a great
gorilla love affair. I don't want to know what that's about. It looks like he's holding his gorilla dick. What the hell?
An old man.
Look.
An old man. I know. That's I don't
weird.
Know.
Where is he gripping him?
I think the leg. It's his leg. Oh, there's a gorilla with cats. Oh yeah. So Coco is the one. Coco is the one that like met Robin Williams and, you know.
Yeah. Pretty damn cool.
Could speak with sign language.
Well, they did a prank where a fake gorilla pranked dogs and scared the hell out of it. Dogs are like, what the hell?
Yeah. They're not ready for that.
Oh, no.
Poor dog.
That's how to give a dog
actually a great
attack.
Idea. Dog pranks? Prank the dogs?
Dog pranks.
God.
Poor dogs.
Dude, don't you think that would be like a gigantic show?
Yeah. Dog pranks?
Yeah. Dog pranks?
You'd scare the dogs.
I get it.
The PETA people aren't going to be cool with your show.
They're not, but boy, oh boy.
Not kennel pride in the dog, but you're going to put a dog in the situation with the Sasquatch. Just see how the dog reacts, you know?
Because, like, to me, it'd be this type of stuff like when the people hold a blanket up and then they throw it up in the air and then they run around the corner and the dog doesn't know where they are. That kind of stuff.
Yeah, like innocent stuff, not where we're going to like actually hurt the dog.
Right.
It sucks to be old.
A 71-year-old man has been arrested in Sotus Point, New York, for the third time in 3 weeks. What has he been up to? He has too many bird feeders on his front lawn.
Oh, boy.
Very old person crime.
Yeah, it is. I'm getting there.
My dream is to just feed on the bird.
It's 50 of them. Big whoop. It's nothing. It's only 50 birds.
Several neighbors have complained against 71-year-old Donald Antal, claiming that he has actually over 24 feeders.
I can't hear what you're saying.
So many God-blessed birds.
Birds.
What?
The birds are causing a disruption in the neighborhood.
I don't even hear them, actually. Hearing went. Long time ago.
That's too many of those bird feeders.
What?
That's too many bird feeders.
You love the birds, me too, bud.
Oh, I can't even hear myself think. Could you do something? Maybe have half the amount of bird feeders.
I build another one.
They alleged that what he's doing is a violation of their local ordinance.
A little bit of poop.
So Mr. Antal has been charged with repeated violation of local codes. He places bird seeds and peanuts in the feeding trays in his yard, which attract lots of birds.
Yeah, I made a big mistake of, like, throwing out some bird seed.
Oh, gosh.
I'll never do that again.
No, don't do that.
You mean just, like, throwing it outside?
Yeah, like, I had a small amount of it, and I was just like, like, birds every once in a while walk around in the back. And I just, like, threw it all out onto the ground, and then everything was covered in poop.
Yep.
Everything was covered in poop. My God.
Eat. They will eat and they will poop.
And they just hang out and just poop. So I understand a little bit why they're mad at this guy.
A new paint job for your backyard.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh, I'm glad I put that furniture out there for them to sit and poop on.
The rule there is 2 bird feeders allowed per house.
200?
2.
2,000.
2 total.
1, 2.
And they have to be at least 5 feet off the ground.
How many does he have? Did it say?
He has over 2 dozen.
That's weird. That took you to some kind of murder scene. Yeah, murdery scene.
During a previous arrest, he was charged with unlawfully feeding wildlife and released on an appearance ticket. People, you know, some against him, obviously some on his side. Some saying, what, the cops are now arresting senior citizens for bird feeders? Ridiculous.
That's an old man. Type that. 100%.
Another one said, perhaps the next operation is to storm the local animal shelter and take it over.
Like, sure, I did technically affect actual migrations of different species of birds. But
one old guy has started his own little acronym. ACAB. All cops anti-bird.
Oh my gosh. They're really taking this seriously.
Is that on Facebook? Can we join that? I hate to bring down another whole Facebook organization, but
this village in New York is along the shore of Lake Ontario. It's known for its fishing points, marinas, restaurants, and golf as well.
I always think about it, you know, like around where I grew up, there was this guy. I don't know if it's a guy even, but there's a bird sanctuary. It's this Jack Miner's bird sanctuary. I'm assuming it's a real man. But think about this guy. What if he just became the next one of these? Where just all of a sudden, because what happens at this place is at certain times of the year, there's 20 million geese that land on this guy's land. Could you imagine this guy? This is what happens. Migrating birds just no, like...
I know it seems like nothing, and I would have a real hard time complaining, but if I live next door, and my car and my house
your car
is covered in crap
home.
All the time, because he's got 24 bird feeders out there, it would suck.
I know.
Everything in moderation is fine.
How much do you think he spends on seed?
Seeds, peanuts?
Oh my God, so much.
But this is all he's got left.
I get it.
You're
going
to take away all he's got left?
Yep, I know. I'm putting feeders out every day.
That's it.
Poor Donald.
Yep.
Maybe he can have 2.
I need more than 2.
2's better than none.
Get 2 real big ones then.
Put 2 in the front and 2 in the back.
Oh, that's a good. Yeah, I wonder if you could just
get 2 real big ones and then
make a 6
put them in little sections and you put different seeds in to attract different birds on different parts of the feeder.
Yeah, I don't know if they define the size. They might.
Man, these birds are already driving me crazy.
And I know, and it's just a YouTube sound effect. But imagine that. That is my house. Honestly, this right here.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because there's woods behind us. Yeah. So, like, that's...
They start at 4:30 right now.
They start so early.
My God.
Don't notice it until the weekend, but...
I'm lucky that bird noise doesn't wake me up. Like, it's not enough to wake me up.
No.
I hear bird.
Bird noise.
Well, it wasn't until I feel like some have nested... In our gutter right above our bedroom window.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a bad spot.
Yeah, they're right there. They're so loud, too.
I had a baby robin fly into my garage. It was real touch and go. I got it out.
No, we lost one. I thought the window was...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the worst. Yeah. It's also scary if you're home and it happens.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm ready, like, who's throwing stuff in the house? Oh. Oh, no, a bird.
You were so angry.
So stupid, he flew in the house, and now I gotta clean up your dead body.
He gets really emotional about it.
Dude,
He doesn't like it.
Clean up dead animals.
He doesn't like it.
One of my kids or wife running inside saying, you gotta clean it up.
Yeah.
And so I've gotta
lay it to rest. I had one that survived, but it hit like a window over top of the front door. And... It was almost like it left a layer of its own dust, like bird dust.
Oh, no, yeah.
And you could see, like, the head, and then the 2 wings, like, it went to stop, you know, and the rest of it. But he lived. He flew away or whatever. But for a long time, there was this bird
It's like the Wile E. Coyote silhouette.
Yeah,
when it goes
that's
to
what
the
it
ground.
Was like. Yeah.
Zane said, "Did you make sure it was dead?" I'm like, dude, I can tell by the way its head was facing away from its body.
You didn't poke it with a stick first? That's what I do.
I lifted it up with a shovel.
No wonder you cry.
Poke it first. I'm like, okay, it actually is dead. Because if I were to grab it and it was still like alive, it started moving around, I don't know what I would do.
I don't either. I'd still be running down a street somewhere.
Probably. Like,
I took care of one when I was like a kid. My dad and mom actually let me bring this like little cardinal into the house, and for probably 3 days, and we fed it, and then it started flying around, and then we released it.
Oh, that's cool. That's once it flies, it's fine.
Yeah. Right? Speaking of banging noises, we got Ding Dong ditched last night.
Yeah! They did it. I told them to.
I haven't seen it in so long, but this little kid, and we've got a Ring doorbell, right? This little kid comes up.
Suck on that, pal!
And there's a buddy, obviously, that's egging him on. But there's the... Here he is there.
This house is doomed. What did they say?
Oh, they're talking about the camera.
It's too late. Let's do it.
That's awesome.
This is one of the worst crimes in Canada.
He was asking his buddy if he should ring the doorbell or knock the door, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Should I ring the doorbell or should I knock the door? Should I ring?
Yeah, they probably thought.
Just booted it out of the way.
They must not realize, like, the camera doesn't just turn on when you ring the doorbell. It's on all the time.
Right.
You know, so it detects that you're there.
As soon
that's
as you walk
hilarious.
Oh, I thought it was so funny.
I unfortunately.
My kids are like, I'll get them. They got all of them. Relax.
Yeah. I did something like this the other day with Stella. I ordered a pizza to her house, to her other house, and I screwed up the address.
Uh-oh.
When I typed it out, I put like a 4 where a 6 was supposed to be or whatever. And so Stella like called me. She's like, where is this pizza?
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, it's there. They sent me the thing. And I like, and I looked, and I'm like, Stella, it's down the street.
She had to go down and get it.
So she was like, I hate you.
Like, but she would do it to
hate
get that
you,
pizza.
But she's walking. She's got me on the phone. She's like, there are people watching me. I said, now, Stella, you're going to go up to this porch, and I almost guarantee they have a Ring doorbell. And she's like, I can see it. They do. I'm like, you must explain yourself that you're not taking their packages. And so she did. She was like, my dad ordered pizza to your house. It's my pizza. And then she left with the pizza, and there was all of a sudden all these people outside. And she's like, I am walking home with pizza, and there aren't so many people.
That's
embarrassing. Oh my god, she was.
Like she stole the pizza from somewhere. She was so mad.
I would probably leave it. I wouldn't go get it.
Oh, she was. I was telling her. I was like, you have to go get it.
You need to make flyers that say "Wanted Pizza Thief."
Oh my god!
And they'd be like, look what they put up. Put some up on different posts around the neighborhood.
Like, like take a picture of it and send it to her phone. Like, oh my god, look what I saw in the neighborhood.
Amazing.
She'll hate you even more.
Oh, no. I mean, that's... Yeah. I mean, no. I wouldn't wake up one day.
No.
Yeah, I can't do that. That sounds like a great idea for a normal child.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Our mugshot of the day.
Okay.
It's of an Ohio woman.
Oh, no.
Who pretty much says everything you need to know with her neck tattoo.
Okay.
This Toledo woman was arrested for attacking another woman in a fit of road rage.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Page?
Yeah.
37-year-old Leticia Fonseca
is
facing charges including felonious assault and aggravated robbery. According to court documents, Leticia attacked a woman by breaking her driver's side window on her vehicle
and striking her with a sharp object in the face.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, she almost removed the lady's left eyelid.
Dang.
Oh, my. One tough bitch.
Yeah, well, not afraid to kill.
She was hospitalized. She had to undergo surgery to repair her eyelid. The documents say video evidence and victim statements show that Letitia took the victim's cell phone and fled the scene. Maybe she taped her doing something she didn't want.
Yeah.
Out there. A judge has set her bond at $50,000 for the assault charge and $100,000 for the aggravated robbery charge. So she's scheduled to be back in court in a week. They had to actually edit her mugshot on the news site.
Because of the tattoo?
Because of the tattoo. So there she is.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay. I think I just have a feeling of what it says.
Well, we put the unedited mugshot up.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought it said.
It says F you. She's got the whole F word and you in gigantic block letters. Lisa, don't get any ideas.
Well, maybe Lisa could get some kind of little...
Can we Photoshop that on Lisa's neck?
No, don't. No, but maybe she could have like a little thing she puts on, you know, like pulls it over. It's like a little headband, but it just says that.
Yep.
Just in case she's driving.
She can just pull it up if she needs to.
Yeah, like, oh, this.
And also, I just want to correct you, Dave. I did censor the mugshot, so...
Oh,
you did?
It's censored, yes.
But why?
Well, because I don't want somebody to come in the office and be like, why did we post the F word on the website?
Yeah, Dave said to post the... Okay. Well, you can find it, I guess.
If you look hard enough, just look up this woman's name if you want to see it.
It is a... What's funny is they found a problem with the word you?
No, but they did the whole thing. They couldn't, the F word.
It looks like it's, but it looks like it's two different squares. Like, for some reason, they could have just done the F word.
Well, they could have done F and U and left that there and just put out, you know, because you see the F and that's all you see.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, they could have left that whole U there and we would have been
they
fine
could have,
with
but
it.
Then you have, would have realized it said FU.
And I think that's why.
I guess.
You wanted to.
Perhaps.
I
but
have
I
never,
knew exactly.
Ever encountered anyone with...
No.
It's a gigantic F-U tattoo on them.
It's a bold statement. It's
right
tough
on
to,
your neck. Like, where could she work? What could she do?
It's tough to get any job anywhere.
You can't, like, walk up to a McDonald's counter and she's serving you?
Yeah, she doesn't seem like she's into turtlenecks at any point in her life at all.
It's the only
I'm
way.
I'm not sure she's into any kind of customer service type job at all. And she cut a woman's eyelid almost off, allegedly, so...
She could have put F off, too. That would have been a good one.
Yeah.
Right, better than F U.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're asking for a life of trouble if you get the F U tattoo.
I wonder
right
when she got it.
She definitely has a life of trouble.
You know, like, I wonder, like,
she
what?
Had, is it recent? Is it a past couple
can
of years
can you look
thing?
Her up and see if she has a, you know.
Other mugshots, maybe?
Or whatever, the progression in her life when she, a lot of times...
She's 37.
The first
God.
Go around with the cops.
No, I don't.
She's got some delinquent taxes, it appears.
I don't know if
she doesn't pay her taxes. That's so shocking.
Yeah, she's not really into. Well, that might be a different person. Oh, no.
No, that's her.
That's her.
That's a very, she's got a very unique name. This was 2018.
She's kind of close. I hope she can't hear the show.
This can't be her, right?
Yes, it is.
No.
That can't be.
She, no way.
I don't know, but if she's on
she
there.
She can't be a teacher.
You can't teach with that.
That'd no, it's a different spelling every time.
Yeah, you can't teach with that.
That's her.
That's her,
That's her.
My goodness.
See, she has the turtleneck on there, doesn't she?
It might be...
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
No,
I don't think so.
No.
I see red
that
off
was
there.
So that was 2 years ago, but I don't, it's hard to tell if she has the neck tattoo.
I think she might be using filters.
Yes.
You think?
Yes.
She's hiding that neck.
And she needs to.
What does that say? That's the same person that has a math thing.
It says she's the CFO at some...
Oh, music. Okay.
Yeah, music industry.
Okay, sure.
Went to Ohio State.
I don't. I'm
not. Stop
that's
it.
Is that the same woman?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
I'm trying to see if... No, she doesn't have. Okay,
so 2 years ago. No.
2 years ago, she didn't have the FU tattoo.
So, like, something's happened.
In the past 2 years.
Yeah. Join the club, huh?
I got angry, too. Yeah, I got crazy.
Dave was almost, though.
I didn't get FU tattooed across my neck.
He booked the appointment.
Say, go F yourself.
Yeah. Then y'all should be careful. She's not that far from you.
She's not.
Dice up some eyelids.
Exactly. Love your hair. It's great.
Yeah.
That hairstyle you got in that, that old two-year-old photo.
Yeah, it's...
That's cute.
It's something else.
But yeah, so it's a recent addition. I just hope she knows. I feel for her because I know that the pandemic was hard for everybody, and I can understand that she went through some stuff.
And what you're expressing on your neck is what a lot of us feel most of the time.
Yes.
Well,
she's just bold enough to put it right out there.
I guess you're right. But I'm not going to slice up any eyelids.
Oh, right? We'll leave that out.
What a crazy day if anyone showed up with that. All of a sudden, like, I came to work and I'm like, hey, guys, I know I don't have any other tattoos. I went with FU on my neck.
No.
Like, whoa.
You get into a road rage incident with her, and she comes out of the car. See that, you know you're in big trouble. Don't get out of the car.
No. In fact, you got to peel out of there, right? Yeah. She did. She smashed a window and then got stabby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. All right. Another crazy lady making some headlines this morning. This woman is in Pinellas County, Florida. This sounds like the worst sleepover ever for a couple of kids. Because this mother in Pinellas County is accused of chasing some kids with two knives during a sleepover at her house the other night.
Sometimes you have to.
No, you don't. The Pinellas County Sheriff's Office says 51-year-old Gabriel Lavarda was baking cake during a sleepover of three kids around 9 and 11 years old. About 9:17, I guess they were creating quite a ruckus. So she grabbed a 5- and 7-inch knife and started chasing the kids around her home.
Oh, wow. Well, that's...
Motherhood is not for her.
No.
The kids ran from the house in fear of their lives.
Sure.
The deputies who showed up say she was heavily intoxicated at the time.
Mm-hmm. Just how you want a guardian of children to be behaving.
Wouldn't you feel so bad? Because two of the kids aren't hers. Wouldn't you feel so bad that you let your kid go to a sleepover at the drunk, stabby lady's house?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you must have just had no idea.
And she was trying. She was baking cake.
Yeah.
She was trying so hard. But then she lost it.
Oh, what a tragedy. I go from a kid thinking I'm about to get some cake
to
then I'm running for my life from a woman wielding two knives.
This sucks. And you're not going to get the cake, I'm sure.
No, the cake's cake is spoiled. Cake there's no one there to finish it because I'm sure she got hauled off right to jail.
No. There is her mugshot right there.
Oh, man.
That's the mom.
Are they boys or girls that were over there?
Boys.
Boys.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because being now a veteran of a lot of different sleepovers, to me, boy sleepovers are... just easy.
Quiet.
Well, I don't know about quiet, but they just...
Girls are loud.
Girls are loud. There's stuff that can happen. Like, there's possible, you know, if you know how many times, like, sometimes, like, a girl will have to be driven home or because some girl said the wrong thing to some other girl and it's, like, emotional. There's a lot of emotional stuff that goes along with, like, a girl sleepover. Guy sleepover, it's like, yeah, there could be some fights. There could be, their stuff is going to break.
Yeah.
You know they're going to break something. Someone's going to put an elbow through a wall.
They're going to get out of control.
But it's not that kind of stuff. And I have not chased anyone with a knife yet.
Oh, that's good to hear. I feel like nowadays we do so much more investigation before our kids go somewhere. I know I slept over at kids' houses. My parents had never even met the parents of the other kid.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some dude from school, and I said, I'm going to sleep over at his place. And they're like, oh, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, because they were just so happy to
get rid of
him
for a night.
Be free.
Uh-huh. My parents never met when I would sleep over at people's houses.
Right. But now it seems like a lot of times, you can unless I know where you're going.
Yeah, that's a very awkward situation to me because every once in a while, people will decide, oh, they're going to stay over at my house. And then I'll, like, the doorbell will ring and I'll open it and I'll be a person there, like a mom or a dad. I'm like, hello to you. Hello. I guess this is the feeling out. You're right. Feeling me out?
Yes.
Right now?
We've had that, and the guy came in and basically toured our house.
Oh, the so true strange. Feeling like, out. The guy
just
never,
talking,
I would
and he
not.
Started walking away.
Yeah, I would not.
So I start to walk with him as he's going around and checking stuff out. He could have just been nosy.
Yeah, probably, maybe.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But it was a very weird situation.
Yeah, well, he's probably looking for, like, your sex swing.
Oh, and, stop, you know, it.
It's like, well, I've heard a lot about this guy.
I remember staying at a lot of kids' house and their parents were, like, never around. Like, they had, like, there was kids that would have basically their own house.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when, like, trouble starts.
Yeah.
Someone says, I put it this way, boys will damage things physically, girls will damage things mentally.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the difference in sleepovers with boys and girls. But, yeah, that stabby mom. Thank goodness she didn't actually get stabby, but she threatened. She's in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, like I had to, you have to keep your eyes on a boy sleepover, like, all the time, because just at, I know in my experience, a full-on baseball game with, like, a ball that if hit properly would destroy a TV or destroy, like, they're like, oh, we're fine. I'm like, no, you're not fine. Game over. Yeah, I'll do some really dumb stuff.
This scorned lover is forever scarred. Torres Reynolds is a 35-year-old tattoo and body mod addict. She drastically cut off a chunk of her own arm where her then boyfriend's name was tattooed.
Well, I appreciate that.
After he cheated on her.
I'm like, hey.
What?
You're a good girl.
She thought chopping that chunk off that had his name on it was quicker than going through laser removal.
She's right. Less expensive, except if you get infected and...
She then went the extra mile and mailed the piece of tattooed flesh to her ex.
Well, so she's normal?
Yeah.
I see her here. That's
Goodness. Okay, so it wasn't a small, she cut off her whole forearm. This girl is wild.
Yes.
Oh my.
Yes, she is.
Pinky off, probably on purpose.
She
just
wants to cut all of her.
She likes cutting things, you know?
She said he had been a naughty boy and cheated on me, so obviously I wasn't going to keep his name on me anymore. I opted to cut it out purely because I had already done skin removal before. I knew it didn't hurt that much, and it was quicker than laser sessions. I had totally cut contact with him before I sent it, so I have no idea what his reaction was. Really, she said, it's just my dark sense of humor at play. She runs a body piercing business. She's got multiple piercings, tattoos, and mods, including a split tongue. Scarification? What'd it be?
Is it's that, like a Red Hot Chili Pepper song?
No, I know.
That's like when you put a design in, but it's like scarred, almost like branding. But you can have like different designs, but instead of like tattooing it in,
right,
it's scarred.
So like I want a little picture of like a house, and they'll just cut me until it's that
usually
shape.
It's more like ornate like patterns and stuff. Sure. But yes,
The she also has skin removal and implants. Apart from taking off a hunk of her arm, she's also removed her earlobes and clipped off one of her fingers. The extra part of her finger, as you can see here, is currently stored in a pendant inside a display cabinet.
Oh. So that's her actual finger right there. She kept it.
Yeah, she kept it. That's what it looks like without. She says there'd be moments that she would tape down her pinky to see if she could get along without it. And see if it would hinder her in any way, and it didn't, as it turns out. So she decided she'd just remove it. That's
her. Oh, wow. Yeah, look at her ears, huh? That's an interesting...
That's a scary-looking chick.
Yeah, she is.
Yep.
She prefers to do her own work on herself. So when she wanted to get rid of that pinky, she set up a workstation to ensure it went smoothly. She purchased cutters for herself from a local hardware store and set up a sterile environment.
No.
And she fashioned a tourniquet for her finger. She made one quick chop, and boom, it was done.
She said it was all over in a second, and I couldn't have been happier.
How ballsy are you to be able to chop it yourself?
You're a badass.
That's yeah.
Insane.
You know?
You are. Most people could never do that.
I've had to test my blood sugar, and I have to be like,
oh, God, okay. Okay, here we go. I'm going to do it. I swear I'm going to do it. I'm going to push this button just any one second. Just maybe a countdown, you know? Like, I mean, I'm not doing that. Are you kidding me?
No body mods in your future?
It'd have to be some kind of ornate guillotine system that fires without my consent. There's no way I could chop it off on my own. No way. This girl is badass.
She said she's received some hate for the stuff she does. She said after revealing my finger, I got a lot of the usual nonsense, offensive messages, death threats that I just find it amusing. It's bizarre to me that something I do with my body that literally doesn't affect another single human being can upset people to the point where they have to threaten your life.
Yeah, that's weird. That's just weird. I don't care what anyone else does. I don't care what you do.
I just wonder if her boyfriend is actually still with us.
Oh, wow. You're taking it.
Yeah, she's
to crazy, the streets.
Dude. She's to the streets.
She is crazy.
Well, to me, I feel like you could probably get in some trouble for mailing a piece of your own skin.
I'm sure you could.
To someone else.
Man, and really a sizable. A lot of her arm.
Yeah, she did. I'd like to see her arm and like how it healed.
Not great.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they don't show that in the pictures. But yeah, don't break up with her. You never know what you're going to get. But she's a badass. Like, she does stuff that none of us could ever do. Maybe this is more your style, Chuck, if, you know, cutting parts of yourself off or even testing your blood sugar.
Right, it's tough.
Really tough. Send you over the edge. Here's something you could consider an elegant pearl necklace. Actual pearls.
Okay.
Actual pearls.
Yeah, James
apparently,
is getting excited.
That's the new trend. Men wearing pearls.
Well, you know, like guys have been wearing like wood beads for a long time. I guess, you know?
Harry Styles started
it. Oh, Harry Styles. Here we go. You saw his get up.
But,
he is weird.
Drake.
Look at his shirt.
Oh, God.
Just
look at
his whole get up. Got a half Miss Doubtfire outfit.
I know. That's exactly what it looks like.
Half Mrs. Doubtfire.
He's got a Miss Doubtfire dress and he threw a suit coat over top of it.
I don't understand. I'll be old fashioned, but just give me a pair of
Mrs. Doubtfire. I'll be old fashioned.
Like, it's the Miss Doubtfire collar with like the matching purple sweater.
He's wearing Mrs. Doubtfire's wardrobe from the movie Mrs. Doubtfire, and then he put a blazer over it.
Can we find Mrs. Doubtfire?
What she looks like?
Yeah, because I really think Andy's onto something.
I feel like that's her outfit.
He was inspired by Mrs. Doubtfire.
It's the same kind of look.
Yeah.
It is. It's a very similar look. Like the collar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, this kind of...
Yeah, if she had pearls, it would have been a dead ringer. I don't know why I thought she was completely in purple.
If she mixed it up, a same kind of look.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's that look.
Oh, it's absolutely that.
He makes no sense to me, honestly.
No, he doesn't.
Harry Styles?
No, because he just doesn't.
He seems like a real girly man, but yet he's with...
Yep.
Smoking hot chick.
Yep. And then he gets like all upset because people ask him about his sexuality all the time, but then he comes out in a Mrs. Doubtfire thing like to, and pearls.
You know, is he the only one wearing pearls? Or
no,
other people?
Drake is doing it. Even some Major League Baseball players.
Oh, okay.
Apparently are doing it.
Wow.
I don't understand. I don't even like pearls on women. And women usually
Like pearls to me is like... Man, I don't know how old you have to be to like where it's like, yes, you've graduated to pearls.
Jock Peterson?
Oh, man. Jock, what are you doing, bud?
He's one of the guys. He's apparently trying to make it catch on as well. Drake, Harry Styles, several. So now there are jewelers who are designing masculine pearls. Specifically for men.
What like,
does that mean?
Are they dark pearls? Are they like a black pearl or something like that? I don't know.
I can't look up men's pearl necklaces.
No, you
God
can't.
Knows what that'll bring up. What can I look up? What can I look up? Pearl necklaces for men? Masculine pearl necklaces? You think that's the way to go?
Oh, man. I think it's going to be dicey either way. Here we go. Here we go.
Let's see. What are we in for? Masculine pearl necklaces. Images.
Okay, so there's like, yeah, like.
Oh, not shows, as much semen as you'd think.
No.
Really, it just looks like those like kind of ball bearing kind of necklaces as I used to rock like in the late 90s, or early 2000s.
Yeah. There's, what's his name?
I don't know that
Sean.
Name.
Sean something.
Mendez?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's, Miss Pharrell.
Well, that's it. Time to bust into grandma's,
Someone said we should call it Doubtfire Chic.
Well, that's how he looks.
It's very Doubtfire. There's Drake in his...
Yeah.
Pearl necklace.
It's a weird look.
Mm-hmm. It's very weird look.
You know, guys were wearing those shell necklaces for a while, and guys will wear rosaries. It's like, you know... It's,
I know, but it, pearls are know, very it
seems,
feminine.
It seems like
I think
me.
The most feminine jewelry...
Feminine and old. That's what it right. signifies to me.
Yeah. Someone said, if my grandfather ever saw me with a pearl necklace, I'd be buried in his garden.
Be like, yep, I knew it. I knew it, huh? Harry Styles. You like him a lot, don't you? That guy wears like full-on jumpsuits like Delight.
Okay, yes, there's another picture of Harry Styles. He makes some bold fashion choices. That is a, like a, what do you call that? Like a
is
lace.
It sheer? Is it sheer?
Yeah, sheer lace shoulder top outfit. With one drop earring. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he just looks like he always was like a superhero that just like had to get somebody else's clothes real quick or something to protect his identity.
Oh,
like,
yeah, he's a lady's clothes.
That's like, it. Right there, he looks like he's like right before they took the shot, he just robbed a figure skater.
That's it. That was the clothesline that he was like, oh boy.
It is not. I think a look most women would be into.
No.
Justin Bieber, I guess, has done it.
So it's just... These things can be incredibly expensive, right?
Oh,
like a real pearls?
Yeah.
Like incredibly... So that's...
No idea.
It's probably just something to do with that, right? It's just about... This thing costs so much money.
Yeah, but there's lots of... lady items that cost so much money. That
I know.
You can get fake ones for, well, see, there's a real one. It's $2,000.
Yeah.
That's a Bloomingdale's. It's a very bizarre trend. I can't really see it catching on mainstream. I think only, you know,
celebrities
will be able to. Of course, Machine Gun Kelly wears one.
Yeah. Oh, wow. But it's like...
I mean, he's very theatrical in all of his...
Yeah. Like, if you're a man who can put on some leather pants and people don't care, you know, then I feel like you can, in the same way, like, if you can have a scarf on, like, if I just came in and had scarves all the time, like, wispy scarves...
Please do.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't... You gotta have... You got, you know, like, Chris Jericho could wear, like, a wispy scarf... So I guess if he decided, if you're allowed to wear a wispy scarf, you can probably do this. But if you're not that kind of person, no.
Pretty comment, James. What do you think, James?
Like Steven Tyler.
Sorry, dealing with technical drama with stuff.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I think men can wear whatever they want to wear.
Yeah.
I think they should be able to wear whatever they want to wear.
Yes.
It doesn't define their sexuality. That's my take on it. I want to paint my toenails. So
that's okay. True.
As coming from
What about pearls? You're into pearls? No.
Not so much. I don't really like the look. Like, to me, it's like, the white pearl to me is a very feminine kind of look. I mean, that's the look you want to go for. Cool. Now, like darker pearls, I think would be cool. But like to me, I would just get one of those. I'd try to go on eBay and buy like an old school, like early 2000s,
the
ball bearing necklace.
Ball bearings,
you know,
I
would rock that.
Yep.
No, Mrs. Really? Doubtfire look.
That is his look.
He loves that shirt.
He loves the Mrs. Doubtfire look.
Mm-hmm. Is that a type of man shirt?
No, it's a lady's blouse. That's an old
that's
lady's
what I thought.
Blouse.
That's what I thought.
That he's put under a sweater.
Yeah, I mean, he's not afraid to.
Olivia Wilde likes him.
I don't get
a
it.
A lot.
He's
but she
attractive.
Obviously doesn't
could be
want masculine
attractive.
Men, right?
I don't understand the Mrs. Doubtfire thing brings it down.
Yeah. You know, ladies shouldn't want their man to dress anything like Mrs. Doubtfire. No, there should be no part of him that resembles Mrs. Doubtfire.
I can't even imagine showing up on a date like that. Like how long it would last.
People would, you know, you're a psycho. What's wrong with you? Why are you dressed like that?
Absolutely, they would think you're a psycho. Rob's with us here. Hey, Rob, good morning. What's your comment?
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, my son's in a punk rock band. He's 24 years old. He wears pearls. He's been wearing them for years, like fake ones on his arms, around his neck, and he wears dresses when he's on stage.
Yeah.
Women love it. I don't get it.
Yeah, see, he's allowed, though, because he's in a band. Like, if you're in a band, you know.
You're allowed.
You're allowed. Like, think of, like, Motley Crue. Like, they were like, what are we going to do? They're like, we're going to put on makeup like chicks and half shirts, you know? Like, and everyone was like, woo! Like, you're in a band. You can do whatever you want. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. There's certain exceptions to the rule. Guys that can pull it off, get away with it. The majority of us normal men never could. Mm-mm. Jason, what do you think? You going to rock the pearls anytime soon?
Well, I think with my petite figure and soft features, I could easily pull off sleek leather pants and a feather scarf.
Chuck does think you have a petite figure and soft features.
I do agree. It wouldn't shock me if he showed up like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Ever since he mentioned it, I'm like, you know, maybe I could pull it off.
Yeah. Leather pants, pearls.
Soft features.
A scarf. I would do it.
Just wait.
Yeah. If you both would please rock that look for one day, it would give us quite. Like you came in as Steven Tyler, Chuck.
Oh, man. I don't want to. Us. I really don't want to.
I'd kind of love it. Just to see what it looked like.
But I wouldn't even know where to go scarf shopping. Steven Tyler scarf shopping. I don't even know where to, where do you to get purchase it. I got to assume that's an old lady's accessory as well. Is it not?
You just have to go to a woman's department.
Yeah.
Search it out online. I'm sure you'd find.
So you're looking for something for your grandma.
Let's go to Macy's.
Yep. Yeah, Macy's sure. I'm looking for stuff for my grandma, and I'm trying it all on.
Here's reason number 10,000 why life is harder when you have kids. A couple took their two young kids to a hardware store in the UK the other day. Basically, it's like the UK's version of a Home Depot.
Yeah,
it's called B&O. When they turned their backs for a second, one of their kids pooped in one of the store's display toilets.
It's pulled off the prank I've always dreamed of.
Oh, my God. The ultimate Jackass.
Ever since watching Jackass.
Yep, the ultimate Jackass prank. Don't know his age, but he's wearing a Paw Patrol short, so he's
pretty young.
You know, he's a fairly young, enough to be potty trained.
Yeah.
Anyway, right?
Well, he knew it was a toilet and what they're there for.
The mom says she tried to stop him, but it was too late. So she went to grab wet wipes. And he was still on the toilet when she got back. We're going to talk about the most embarrassing thing your kid has done here in a moment. So if you want to chime in, 1-855-954-6969, toll free. 1-855-954-6969 or text us at 46969. After this little kid pooped in a hardware store's display toilet, what's the most embarrassing thing your kid has done? But here's the parents talking about it on a British morning show.
They were just running around. Next minute we noticed Jacob. Shorts down, sat on the toilet. So we ran over, but it was just too late. Couldn't believe it.
And so what did he say? Because did his sister say that it was perfectly fine?
He tried to blame his sister. She said, well, she said it's okay to use this toilet.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, bless her. And at that point, when you go over there, you must be thinking, please be a number one. Please be a number one.
It was not a number one.
No,
it was definitely a number two, as you can clearly see here in the photos they shared online.
So what is it, your responsibility that, or is it going to fall on a store member?
I think most stores, they wouldn't be happy about it. But
he went in after it.
But the dad did the right thing. As a dad, God. I would do the right thing. I'd go in after. I'd clean up my kid's mess.
Thank you.
No, I definitely would. That was my kid. I should have been paying better attention. Obviously, I'm not looking at my kid if he's got time to sit on a toilet, whip down his drawers, and poop.
Many dads would have that attitude, Dave.
Somebody
who's had to clean up turds in the retail environment. Not many people have that same attitude.
It's just run. God.
Your problem now. See you later.
I would run.
Yep.
No, I definitely would clean it up. They did the right thing.
Yeah.
There he is doing his business there.
That's terrible.
That was a big one. It was a big one.
He had
a big
move. He was trying. He had to brace himself.
Trying not fall in.
Down. Good God.
Looks like his sister's younger. Unless there's a different sister.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know. That's why.
That's the one that gave him the advice to poop in the toilet?
Oh, well. Man. So they did post photos of it, including the shot of her husband there trying not to gag while he fished it out.
Oh, man.
They say a store employee who was there actually wasn't too helpful, but just because they couldn't stop laughing to do anything for
him. Oh, man, I wouldn't be laughing at all. I'd be so upset.
I can't believe they showed the poop.
Yeah, I'd be so upset. Seriously.
That's no good. Someone said that's the reason Home Depot moved their toilets up off the ground.
They're now the jackass prank.
They're now 5 feet off the ground.
That makes
Home
sense.
Depot's.
Yeah,
oh, it does.
They're up like eye level now. Like when you look at them, you'd have to like crawl up on the display.
I never thought of that.
But I even remember as kids, like we'd go into the stores, like my sister and I, and I'd always like try to make her think I'm going to go poop on one of those toilets. I never really would, but yeah. You know, I'd be like, I just pooped in that toilet. And, you know, she'd freak out.
Yeah.
So this kid pooping in a display toilet, obviously one of their most embarrassing moments. What's the most embarrassing thing one of your kids has done? 1-855-954-6969. We'll start with Dave here. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how you doing? Penis balls.
Penis.
Oh. Penis.
Yeah, when my daughter was like 3 years old, this was like 20 years ago, we were at one of the grocery stores, and I had her in the basket in the cart. And there was this lady in front of us. She was probably like 400 pounds. And my daughter points at her and she goes, Dad, she's fat.
Oh, yeah. A kid will say.
I could have crawled under a rock. I was so embarrassed.
Oh, man.
No, that's one of the things that Aiden did to me. Aiden was the mischievous one of the two.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's sitting in the grocery cart facing the dude as I'm loading the groceries on. And he said to the guy, what's wrong with your face?
Yeah, what's wrong with your face?
The guy was quite disfigured.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
I don't know. Never good.
Kids just say whatever.
Yep.
But as the parent, you want to die.
Yes.
Right? Like someone had the same thing in the checkout line at a Stop and Shop. My kid points to the nice African-American man and screams, Mom, a chocolate man!
Oh, no, oh, you my can't Lord. Say that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm sure most people would be cool.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because they know it's not. It's just.
Exactly.
But still.
You know.
We have so many texts of people who their most embarrassing thing was their kid singing It's Friday, Bitches.
Oh, yeah. I was just confronted about that the other day.
My niece went into school singing It's Friday, Bitches, and her mom got a phone call home about it. It was a Lutheran preschool.
Oh,
to make it worse. My son got me into trouble with his preschool for singing It's Friday, Bitches. That's why you teach them to say fishes. That's what I do with my boys.
Yeah, it's Friday fishes.
It's Friday fishes.
Yep. Fortunately, some parents just have it on.
Yeah, they do. Stephanie's up next. Stephanie, most embarrassing thing your kids have done.
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? Apparently, this is also related to our show.
Oh, love it. So me and my husband listen to your guys' show all the time. We love it. And when my daughter was about 4 years old, we listened to it in the car. And we were in the middle of a store, and she just, penis! Penis!
Oh, man.
She was greeting.
Oh, man.
That's the end of Dave and Chuck in the car.
Oh, yeah. So. Parents have that moment. When the kids start to translate that into what it actually means.
Yeah.
When they, you know, understand the stuff we're talking about, that's when they can't be in the car listening anymore.
No.
Up next, we've got Josh in Fort Myers. Hi, Josh.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, bud?
Not too much. We're talking about the most embarrassing thing your kid has done.
Well, we were at Animal Kingdom about 2 weeks ago, and my kid decided to go into the little dino dig. She's 2 years old, and she started throwing rocks at all the kids, all the parents.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
And needless to say, she started, you know, pitching a fit like a 2 year old does, and we had to get her out of there. It was quite embarrassing, actually.
She's going to be trouble.
To me,
your kids throwing dirt and rocks at adults, they're going to be trouble.
Those uncontrollable, like, fits that they can have, that to me is like the most embarrassing. Like, nothing feels like more of a failure.
Oh, yeah.
As a parent, as just complete, you've lost all control over a kid, and the only thing you can do is scoop them up and run as fast as possible.
And as a white guy with a brown kid, I always thought someone is going to think I'm taking this child.
Yeah, because they're screaming.
Right, they're screaming, and I'm running out the door with them, and they don't know that's my son.
Yeah.
Luckily, I only really remember that happening once with Aiden, where I just like had to remove him from the situation. But yeah, those were bad moments. Someone said, I got my nipples pierced when my youngest was about 9 or so. And every time we'd go shopping, he'd tell everyone.
Mm. Oh my,
he'd say, hey, my mom has her nipples pierced. Wow. But I mean,
they will tell. They will tell.
They don't know. They don't know they're not supposed to say that.
I know.
I mean, if you tell them they're not supposed to say it and they keep saying it, could be trouble.
Yep.
Charles is up next from Tampa. Most embarrassing thing your kid has done, Charles.
I was dating this woman, and her daughter was about the same age as my son, so I thought I'd bring them with me so they could entertain each other. So me and her are inside talking, and my son comes in the door with no pants on, screaming that he pooped himself.
What? Oh, no.
Yep.
What are you going to do?
The only thing I could do, go into the bag and give him a new set of britches and say, use the toilet next time.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's how to deal with it. Someone said my 3-year-old yelled fire in the laundromat caused a massive panic. I think that's funny.
That's fire!
No.
Fire! How does he even come up with the idea for that?
Must have seen it on a show or something, right?
Must have.
That's what happens.
Must have.
Jason's having some trouble with this topic, I guess, Jason, because you've got a little guy.
Oh, man. Well, all these ages are like right about what I'm about to enter into. You know, he's 1.5 years, so he's just putting words together, but isn't, you know, all these kids are 2 or 3 that we're hearing about. So you're just giving me a little bit of anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's true. Because the truth is, something's going to happen. He just doesn't know what yet.
No.
You know, it's right, just that, yeah. Like, something is, they will do something. Like, your kid is going to embarrass you. There's going to be something. You just don't know.
You just don't know. It sneaks up on you.
You just don't know.
Someone said at kindergarten graduation, my daughter's teacher was asking all the kids what they wanted to be when they grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter said, I want to be a stripper.
Oh.
She thought stripping was dancing, but I was so scared I was going to get a call from someone.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I want to be a stripper.
I imagine they have like an art project and they have to write down and they put that. Oh, goodness. My goodness.
Not what you want your kid to say.
Nope.
Mark in New Hampshire. Worst way one of your kids has embarrassed you.
Basically, he dragged him out of the store screaming, help me, hoisted him over my shoulder.
See, that's the biggest fear as a parent, though, in that situation, like we talked about, where you got to remove your kid, that they'll, like, if they're smart enough to realize, they can alert the authorities.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that's something Stella would be so bright enough to do, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Again, everything's a negotiation.
He's taking me. This man is taking
exactly.
me.
I'll have my ID up. I have to bring her passport everywhere I go. I'm like, nope, I am the father.
That's the scary part. They could get you in some trouble temporarily until you can prove that you're the dad.
Oh, yeah, and Stella has no problem with me spending a night in jail.
Like, come on, stop it.
She has no problem.
No problem.
She would not want that.
Well, she wouldn't want it, but she was like, whatever. Josh is in Howell. Josh, tell us about the most embarrassing thing one of your kids has done.
Support command. So my kids were messing around next to an escalator in a department store, and my daughter was about 4, and she held on to the rail from the outside and started sliding up the escalator.
Oh, yeah.
And I heard my son yell, and I looked behind me, and there she was about 8 feet off the ground, and I had to run and jump and grab her leg and tell her to let go, and finally she dropped him into my arms.
That's another big fear of mine, the kids with no fear.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The kids that'll put themselves in the most dangerous situations if you take your eye off them for a second.
Yeah. And some people have those kids. I don't think I really have.
Aiden was a little like kids. That.
Yeah.
But he still, at the end of the day, would be like, nah, no.
I don't have like
jump off this building.
Yeah, I don't have like a jump off the garage into the pool kid. I don't think. I mean, maybe I do.
No, hopefully.
God, I hope they're. I just. You never know, I guess.
Hopefully. That's not what you want to have to deal with.
Yeah.
Steven's in Detroit. Hey, Steven.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing okay. We're talking about the most embarrassing thing one of your kids has done.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually working in Detroit, but live in Fenton. And when she was 2.5, she used to play with her poop. She would poop in her diaper and reach into it. I would literally have to put her in onesies so that she wouldn't do it.
Wow. Yeah. Oh.
And one more. I had just recently started dating a girl, and she had moved in with me. And I woke up to the horrible smell of it one morning, and I walked into her room, and it was literally all over her, and I'm saying all over her,
yeah.
Her crib, her the walls, the curtains, everything. It was horrible.
If my kid was playing with their poop,
yeah,
I'd be worried that I'm raising a real Forrest Gump. Like, I'd really be worried about their future.
I mean,
right?
Maybe as an artist.
Yeah.
I think there was something.
I don't know.
I don't know what to think about it. I'm just glad that wasn't a thing that I had to deal with.
Honestly.
Yeah, I know.
Get them into some...
I know. Something's up.
Some specialist or something.
It all depends on the age, I think.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Super young, it's like, hey, well, anything goes.
Yeah.
You know, anything goes. It definitely could be what happens to Jason's kid.
No, for sure. Johnny.
Something else to worry about.
Yeah, yeah. Good morning. How are you doing, man?
Pretty good. Yeah, we was over in Kissimmee about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And we walked off a boardwalk, and I really had some bad gas. And I'm like, all right, girls, let's keep walking. Get away from the crowd. Get away from the crowd. Well, I let one rip. So we kept walking, and all of a sudden, this couple in their 30s come walking around the corner. My six-year-old walked up to them, tear her hand up like a stop sign, and said, I would not go back there. He just farted.
Well, thank you, m'lady.
Yes. Yes.
What a lovely little child.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God. Keep walking. No. I was so embarrassed.
Yeah, kids will do that to you, but at least she thought of others.
I mean, yeah, like she's, empathetic. Like that.
Yeah, you
like
do.
That trait. I like that trait.
She's thinking of others.
Yeah.
Please
it's a good
stop.
One to have. Someone said my son and I were in a store bathroom. There was someone in the stall next to us. I was doing a number two.
Oh, man.
And my son looks between my legs and says, you pooping, Mom?
Oh, Mom.
So loud, the lady in the next stall chuckled. I was so embarrassed. You pooping, Mom?
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so glad I'm all through that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Like, there's a weird time where you have to take your kid into the bathroom all the time with you.
Yes, for sure.
Even if you
and
have to
as a
to
guy,
do,
oh, you know, when you have, I had two boys, so I was okay. Yeah. But, you know, it's a different situation with
girls
in like a men's bathroom.
Yeah, I don't think I ever did. I would just be like, wherever I am, I'm like holding it, or luckily I, you know, had someone else around or whatever. But, yeah, my God. But Roland has seen some things.
Well,
unfortunately for him.
I'm sure.
As all it'll come up, it'll bubble up later in life.
As all kids do. A few more quick calls here. After this kid pooped in a display toilet in a home improvement store, we want to know what's the most embarrassing thing your kid has done. Back to the phones here. Jen's in Boston. Hi, Jen.
Hi there.
Okay, turn that radio down and tell us what happened.
Sure. So we missed my daughter's preschool graduation, so we had to go meet with the principal one-on-one and get her done for orientation. We were waiting a really long time, and her favorite game to play at the time was doggy. And we were playing fetch, whatever, and the principal walked in, and my daughter crawled up to her on all fours, gave her crotch a real good sniff, and then started licking at her legs.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
No. She's really just way too good.
She sniffed the principal's crotch?
That is what a dog would do. Really into character, you know?
Oh, Jen.
That's not good.
No, no. I would have just picked her up and left.
I don't, yeah.
We'll be finding a new school now. We thank you for everything you've done for us so far.
You can see
But it's time for us to go.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.